Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. Today, we're going to be doing an informational interview with Mary Fagnano. Mary, thank you for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, John. Thanks so much for having this time to chat.
Yes, and we love having you here. And first of all, before we kind of get into the set of questions that I ask all of the people that I do an informational interview with, I want to start out by getting to know you and letting our listeners get to know you. So I'm going to have you answer that classic first interview question that everyone always gets asked. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
All right. Well, it's a hard question because for me talking to you and knowing I'm talking to college students, I think it's important to think about your audience when you answer that question. Yeah. So I guess I'm going to say that I am a experienced professional who's gone through many different career experiences in my life, all of which have come to lead me to some place that I'm truly working from a sense of passion in my life. I also live in downtown Los Angeles. I've lived downtown since 2013, which has really shaped my experience and opened my eyes to a part of the world that I think you don't see unless you're right in the middle of it. And I love living in downtown. I love living in a historic building and being part of a community where I think that we're all searching so much for community in our lives. And sometimes you don't get that when you're living in houses that are separated from each other and you don't necessarily know your neighbors. So I'm a big advocate for community, and I'm married, and I am Nick's mom.
And that's a huge piece of you. And I want to kind of get into that. You ended with your Nick's mom. Tell us a little bit about what you do for work and for kind of like you were talking about that passion.
All right. Well, 10 years ago, my husband Jay and I lost Nick. There was a lightning strike at Venice Beach, and Nick was there with four of his friends. It was towards the end of the day. A cloud started rolling in, and Nick told his friends he was going to go rinse the sand off because they decided it was probably time to leave. The weather was turning a little bit, and when he was in the water, there was a bolt of lightning that came from the sky. He was the one fatality in that lightning strike. And at the time, I was working for a family-owned New York-based publishing company that focused on media for the retail industry. Yeah. I was the West Coast advertising manager. And that day changed my life. And I ended up, 2 years later, starting a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. On the journey to start that nonprofit, I got some experience along the way, but I am now the executive director and the co-founder, along with my husband, Jay, of the Thrive in Joy Nick Fagnano Foundation. Mm-hmm.
And outside, of course, a large part of it is your son, but why start a nonprofit? Why did this type of work kind of interest you? And how did you get started and be like, we're going to start this nonprofit?
Great question. Sometimes I ask myself how it all happened.
Yeah.
But the history of it was in my career, the company I worked for was called LeBar Friedman Publishing. Mm-hmm. They, as happens in the publishing world, especially with the consolidation of media, they became part of another organization. So that company under that name no longer exists, but happened after I left. I felt a purpose in my job whenever I had the opportunity to help people. Mm-hmm. And I felt that there were those times when you could actually feel like you were helping someone when they purchased something, whether it was a special report or a sponsorship or advertising, and they met people and that helped their business grow.
Mm-hmm.
I also met someone in that industry, a gentleman by the name of Greg Buzak, who started an organization called Retail Orphan Initiative. And it brought together executives from the retail industry with big tech companies, people that were selling multi-million dollar programs into Walmart and Kmart and Target.
Yeah.
And he had this idea of, instead of everything being transactional, let's create an organization where people in the industry can do something and make a difference in the world. Mm-hmm. And he would organize these service trips to different countries to help vulnerable children. And when I met Greg, I'm like, I want to use the power of the pages and the websites to promote what Greg is doing. And I got very involved in his organization, and it opened my eyes to what, you know, he was not a nonprofit at the time, he now mm-hmm. is, but what a organization can do to motivate and to move people towards a common good.
Yeah.
And so being part of that, helping him get that up and running through being able to help promote the organization and then attending his events got me thinking about, wow, this is really fulfilling in a way that I've never felt fulfilled before.
Yeah. Please join us for part two of our informational interview with Mary Fajano.